We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
And welcome in. Good Tuesday to you. It's John Dickinson in for Matt Steinmetz. Of course, as always, joined by Daryl the Guru Johnson and Dan Dibley. And guys, we'll just get right into it. Wow. What a night at Chase Center last night for Stephen Curry and for the Golden State Warriors as Curry continues to do the unthinkable, goes for 53 points. Now, the Warriors franchise leader in points scored as he passed Wilt Chamberlain in the first quarter, needed 19 to get it done, goes for 21 in the quarter, 53 for the game. And oh, by the way, the Warriors also got one of their biggest wins of the season as they beat the Nuggets 116-107. I mean, it seems like it's every game or at the most every other game, guys, that you look at Stephen Curry and he's just doing something spectacular and something that needs to be appreciated, Goo.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And I'm running out of superlatives and adjectives to describe a living icon because that's what he is. And JD and Dibs, I don't forget the ankle issues. I don't forget the contract that was given and the uncertainty that Steph Curry would get to this juncture. And Dibs, you know, I'm not too far removed from a funeral. And when I was at the funeral, they say, enjoy the present, take nothing for granted. And that's what I'm doing in regard to Steph Curry and his career. This is special. He's changed the game. And what he did last night, I don't know why I keep saying this. I almost shed a thug tear.
Oh, man. That's a lot of thug tears this week. And I'm stuck between Cool and the Gang songs, Goo, right now.
Okay.
Is it Too Hot or is it Cherish? Because your boy, number 30, the chef, was too hot. Too hot, baby. Got to run for shelter. You got to run for shade with the 50-piece. But then again, I was thinking about it. Steph Curry's 33 years old, and he's not going to be around forever. So I'm kind of stuck on cherish the time that we have. I know that's not the exact lyric, but I'm in cherish mode right now with the chef because he's doing things that we will never see again. Even if the Warriors get another star and they make another run for a chip in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, whatever it is, we're not going to see this unique player on this team at this time again. So just watching last night, and we're kind of burying the lead because that might have been the biggest win of the year, a huge win for the entire team. But, JD, just watching Steph Curry, the pull-up three, the drives to the hoop, using screens wisely, draining everything in sight. And like Guru said, you know, you knew he was going to pass Wilt last night. But the first quarter, 21 points in 12 minutes, another 20-point quarter for the chef. I'm feeling some kind of way. I don't know if I can shed a, quote, thug tear, but I am starting to tingle. It's just watching this guy play is truly remarkable, and I'm just in mad appreciation mode right now.
And it's just impressive because regardless of what you think of this basketball team, get the 10 seed, move up to 9, get into the play-in tournament, which gets you into the big dance of the top 8, Goo. But the reality is, all of that almost feels secondary, Guru, when you look at what Dibs is talking about and appreciate just the mere fact that on a night-in, night-out basis, we get to watch and discuss Stephen Curry playing basketball at the level that he's playing. And it's almost bigger than whatever this team is at 26 and 28 after a 3-1 homestand.
No doubt. And that's why all season long, JD, I've been lobbying on this show that I don't give a damn. I want to see Steph Curry in the playoffs, the play-in game. But I'll just take a step back. Anytime you pass, you surpass a guy named Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, just hearing that name and Steph Curry passed him for the all-time leader, it's almost like perfect. Because, again, Dibs, what makes this so fascinating is in 2009, when he was dubbed a warrior, no pun intended, nobody saw this coming. And there was turbulence. And to me, as a regular person in our society, you know, some people have the golden spoon per se, and it's easy. This guy had doubt. He had turbulence. He had haters. And to see where he's at today, and I'm going to throw Barry Sanders out there, and this is no disrespect to his current teammates, what he's doing is basically what Barry Sanders was doing on the Detroit Lions. You know the defense is focused on you night in, night out, and yet he's still getting off. And to break that damn record last night on national TV in the first quarter, Dibs, is just another, do I dare say, feather in his many caps.
Yeah, it's more than it's a feather. He's got a full headdress right now of feathers in his cap. And, you know, someday we can sit back and debate the best of his 50-plus point games. And last night won't be the greatest of them all, but special nonetheless. Because he passes Wilt to become the all-time leading scorer in franchise history. And, you know, he needs 19 to get it done. You get 21 in the first, and you're thinking, okay, that's a great quarter. It's a nice game in the works. And he ends up with a 50-piece and on a night where he sets the record. And by the way, you get the win. You get the win in a huge fashion over a team that sadly suffers an absolutely devastating injury. We can talk more about the Murray torn ACL as we go. But for this moment and this topic in this segment, JD, it's Steph Curry. Just the greatness of Steph Curry. And I was thinking about the appreciation of Steph and remembering Jerry Rice and being able to see him for all those years, nearly two decades as a Niner. And then, oh, by the way, a great run as a Raider. And you think about the meteoric stint of Tim Lincecum and how every time Lincecum would go out and pitch, it was must-watch theater. And just some of the great athletes in Bay Area history where, you know, you appreciate him while you're here, but you got to appreciate him more in the moment because at some point the chef is going to hang up the apron.
Wow, yeah, I'm getting tears now, JD.
Yeah, and Goo, it's really it's beyond just a great game, right? It's beyond a spectacular game. It's a performance. It's a show. It's along those lines of the all-time great showman in the history of not just sports, Goo, but entertainment. It's one thing to go out and get 53, and if anything, Goo, to relate it back to Jamal Murray, and I know we will get into that in a little bit more depth with the torn ACL, it also goes to show just how fragile and how quickly everything can change from night to night. And I know Warriors fans know this because of the Klay Thompson injury, because of, you know, everything that went on with Kevin Durant and even James Wiseman to a much lesser extent with the current injury that he's having. But nights like last night and the way that game ended, Goo, it goes to show you how fragile it is and how much the show that is Steph Curry needs to be appreciated.
No doubt. And I was just in my room in the lab last night, guys, thinking about, forget the MVP standings and whatnot. If you had your last dollar to bet to go see a basketball player, NBA player right now, is there anybody you could give me that would be before Steph Curry? I don't think so, JD. That's where I'm at. But real quick about the injuries, he had his battle with the ankles. We saw it time and time again, and good things happen to good people. And this guy just TKO'd it to where he could, you know, reach heights like he did last night. Leading scorer for the Golden State Warriors. Wow.
Well, and the other rat on the table here, Dibs, is just the fact that the Warriors got a big win without James Wiseman. Flag on the
Spadoni.
Play.
Can we get a rat on the table, please? Do you want to break up your little
tea
party?
Can't get a
party?
Sponsor for that. It hurts.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're tiptoeing toward it. Yeah, local pet store. Any pet store want to?
JD, you know anybody?
Right? Every time that rat goes on the table, we'll adopt a rodent at Jim's pet store in Castro Valley. JD, but,
I'll make some calls. Yeah. I'll make some calls during the break.
From rats to cash, JD. That's how we do it here on Steiny Guru and Dibs.
That's right. It's time for the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word CAR. That's CAR, C-A-R, 72881. That's CAR to 72881. Brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware, Patio Garden, and more at Osh.com. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Good stuff there. You haven't thrown me yet. I'm used to the cash dance at this point in the week. Maybe
if
by
you
Thursday.
Want, yeah. If you want to be thrown, I mean, we could kick it up to another level. I can make it a little bit more R-rated, and dare I say, even kick it up toward the NC-17 mark, and then we'll see if old John Dickinson, super reporter, can be composed. Yeah, we'll see.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Gary St. Jean's going to join us at 11. Bob Fitzgerald, Bobby Fitz at 11:48. And we'll talk about the greatness that is Stephen Curry here on 95.7 The Game. That's all coming up. And that is brought to you by Network Capital Funding.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring John.
That's a problem.
Dickinson,
17,782 for Curry. Dribble drive. Curry goes in, drives the layup. It's up and good. And there he is, Stephen Curry. Now the all-time leading scorer in Warriors franchise history. He shines brighter than the Big Dipper as he passes Wilt Chamberlain into history. He got it done in the first quarter.
Wow.
Got it out of the way.
That's like, well, let's get this over with and move on with the game.
Yeah, what a night for Stephen Curry. What a night for the Warriors. Is Steph now number one on the all-time franchise leader in terms of a point scored? He passes Wilt Chamberlain. And the Warriors get a big win last night, guys. 116-107. We talked about it yesterday, the fact that this is just a different team, a team that can really beat anybody, lose to anybody, but beat anybody on a night-in, night-out basis when 30 is on the floor. And last night, in addition to the 10 threes and the 53 points and the 15-16 at the line, he helped hold the Warriors up against a team that was among the hottest in the NBA in the Denver Nuggets coming into that game. And really, this is one of those wins, Dibs, that now puts the Warriors in position where they're feeling better about themselves as far as their standing in the play-in tournament. And it's quick to change the narrative a little bit from one game to the next when they're able to get one like that.
Yeah, and if you can parlay that into a couple of wins you should get, all of a sudden now you've righted the ship. Because I talk a lot about the golf analogy. I'm enamored with golf, and the previous loss to Washington was a double bogey. That was ugly. You shouldn't have lost it the way you lost it. That stung. And then you come back with a nice win over Houston. Expected, that's a par. And then a win over Denver, that's a solid birdie. And if you stack it with wins over OKC and Cleveland, to those two wins collectively would be a par and a birdie. So all of a sudden you're back to where you should be. And I said it, Goo, at the start of this five-game stretch, and forget the five-game road trip that starts with the next stop in OKC. I was looking at the three home games, and then the first two road games. We talked about them needing to go 4-1. Well, you gacked one away, but then you stole one back. So now if you handle business against OKC and against Cleveland, you're back to 500 with a dozen or so games left to go, and all of a sudden the bad taste in your mouth from that Wizards loss is gone.
Yeah, and I told you too yesterday, I cut up the credit card, but JD and Dibs, I applied for a new one, and it's arrived in the mail. And here I go. I'm trying to charge.
Yeah.
I'm trying to charge the Cavalier game. I'm kind of already putting that under the win column. I know I need to slow my roll, but
you,
that's
you gotta wait for your credit card to come in the mail. You know how it's like 5 business days. Yeah. No, but I appreciate the fact that you applied. Yeah. You applied for the card. And, you know, after yesterday's game, I think you're going to get approved for that credit card, but it's not here yet. So we'll go ahead and keep checking the mail, Goo.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, we talked about it yesterday without Wiseman because we can't forget the young rook, what effect that would have on the team. And I told you, too, I said, you know what? I don't think their goals are unattainable. They'll miss the rookie, but he'll miss the experience more than I believe this team will physically miss him. And, guys, I got to be honest. If I were to bet, which I do, I would have took Denver last night, and the Warriors got a big game, and JD and Dibs, am I wrong for going DVR? I'm going to rewind. Would you rather beat the Nuggets, which gives you more confidence, knowing you lost to the Wizards? Would you actually beat the Wizards, but you didn't close? You see where I'm going? I'm trying to go Dr. Phil to where stick your chest out and have your head up. You feel better beating Denver than you would have had you lost to Denver and beat Washington.
Well, for me, it's just a matter of get the 3-1, however you get the 3-1. I mean, for me, it was always Milwaukee and Denver. You need to split there, and you want to beat Washington and Houston. You get the 3-1, then you'll take that. You go on the road. You got to, hey, don't sleep on that Oklahoma City game, by the way, Goo. That Oklahoma City game is actually before the Cleveland game. So you're trying to charge the Cleveland game, but you know you want to make sure you don't let that Oklahoma City game slip first there, Dibs.
Yeah, and coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll take a look at last night in our league as things are bunching up between the 7 and the 11. So there still is plenty of chicken left in the that 10-piece extra crispy bucket.
Who
so,
did that? Yeah, JD?
That, yeah. Oh, no, that was that's a drop. Okay. That's a drop of of, you know, the old Dibber
the
cluck. Yeah. From Jockperty, and I can't wait to hear JD and Jockperty this coming Thursday. We'll see if the chickens come home to roost.
The new edition, Jockperty.
Yeah, we're playing it play legit now, JD. But it's before you get to Cleveland, you got to handle OKC. And to your point, Goo, I think because the Denver win came after the Washington loss, it's even more impressive because you didn't wallow, you didn't lament. You pulled yourself up by the bootstraps. You crumpled that game up against Washington, and you threw it away. And yeah, you beat Houston, but you lost Wiseman, so it still felt like, man, this is, you know, you're still kind of up against it. No Oubre last night either. That to me makes the win even that much more impressive. The fact that you did it, you know, without two of your rotation guys.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, reacting to the Warriors' victory over the Nuggets last night, reacting to the greatness that is Stephen Curry as he goes for 53, and the Warriors get to the big win, Goo. Oubre out, Wiseman out. I mean, are you going down that road, Goo, as far as, hey, this team still can do some things? I mean, is it an indictment of either of those players, the way that the Warriors have been able to function? And this isn't the first time they've been able to function, Goo, at a pretty high level, playing more small ball and not having in particular Wiseman in that lineup.
You know what? And I know some people out there listening may say this is unfair, but to me, the reality is, you know, they had to make the offense fit with James Wiseman as opposed to the other way. So now that he's not there, Dibs, I think they know what they want to do and how they want to do it. And now you don't have that period of however long it takes. And some nights are good nights of trying to incorporate the big fella. And we talked about defensively, you know, that's where he needed to make the biggest, you know, gain. And now that you don't have that, I'm just saying, I can't say they beat Denver because he wasn't on the court, Dibs, but it's go time. And I watched that game and I'm like, they knew what they wanted to do. The rook wasn't out there. So I got to say, that's not why they won. But as we play more games, they do. I think that's going to gain some momentum.
It didn't hurt him that he wasn't out there. That's for sure. They were able to, you know, play well without him. And the same could be said about Oubre Jr. Now, whether or not you can get a good, consistent performance like that from your Bazemore and your Damian Lee, I'm not sure if that's a sustainable short-term solution without Oubre Jr., but without James Wiseman, you didn't miss a beat. And it's not a knock on the kid. It just speaks to his inexperience. And what you saw from Steph Curry, John, is just his free-flowing offense that they had last night. You didn't have to worry about, you know, getting the lob game going for Wiseman or making sure Wiseman got his touches. And defensively, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, they had a tremendous defensive game. And, you know, not that they can't do that when James Wiseman's out there, but the key to the team defense is having five guys on the same page. So I'm of a mind where, you know, even if James Wiseman is working to get back, I'd like to hold him out and, you know, save him for next year. And unless he's able to get a week under his belt ahead of a play-in game scenario, short of that, I think it might be best for him to just take a powder, sit back, learn, rehab, build up his body, get ready for Vegas in August, and then we'll see you come October, Rook.
Yeah, and I think it's also no timetable officially for Wiseman yet, still awaiting. I know the Warriors are going through the process with the doctors and all of that, so if any word on that becomes official, obviously we'll go ahead and pass it along. But yeah, they're able to – the offense – and the defense being interconnected, I think, is key. They're able to switch and ignite the defense, which gets into more transition game. You've got Draymond flowing with Steph, and that gets his game going as well. And I think, you know, Steph is kind of enjoying the fact, Goo, that he's able to put this team on his back, I think, you know, with some semi-regularity. It's go time. You're getting down to the final stretch of this season. And I feel like, you know, he believes it's winning time, and some of the frustrations that we've seen seep out after some of these losses this season. I think he knows this team's still got an opportunity in front of him, and he's hell-bent on pushing them through and getting them at least to where they have a shot in the play-in.
No doubt, and you guys brought up Draymond, who friended the program. You know, I was having fun with him when he airballed the floater the other night, but he was a bear defensively, and he scored his most points since 2019 Christmas Day. He was putting the ball in the hole, and it got me to wondering, guys, and you might call me crazy. I know Luka from the Mavs is not a fan of the play-in game, but if somehow the Warriors can qualify for that and get in a series, I'm just looking at the Utah. I'm looking at the Suns. I'm looking at Denver, especially now with what they're dealing with. The Lakers waiting on their two stars to come back. Portland, Dallas, Memphis, the Spurs, they all have their warts. And where I'm going, give me Steph Curry and that pedigree along with Dre and Coach Kerr. And I got my popcorn, JD. That would be exciting, Dibs, to see, you know, teams that – can they stand prosperity? And the regular season, guys, bulletin, it's not the playoffs. And none of these teams I just mentioned, they're all current, new constructed. They don't have any skins on the wall for what they've done in the offs outside of the bubble. And where I'm going, Dibs, and where I'm landing is the Warriors got action if they can qualify. I'm going golf.
Yeah, they've got action. And, you know, the way – heck, I mean, Denver got dealt such a terrible blow yesterday, man, with the Jamal Murray torn ACL that you never know what could happen to any team, knock on wood, for all the players in our league. But if you do get into that situation where you win the 10-9 play-in and then you get over the 7-8 loser and you get the 8 seed, heck, we've seen it before from this Warrior team. Nelly Ball, when they stunned the Mavericks and Avery Johnson in 8, beating a 1, so it's not completely out of the question. It's far-fetched, JD, but it's not preposterous, I think, when you talk about a possible 8-1 upset, in part because what Goo said about the experience and the pelts on the wall for the chef and for our good friend Draymond.
Well, the other part for me is just you look at that team had a little bit of edge last night. That team had a little bit of chippiness, and Dibs, you made
both sides, right?
Yeah, both ways, but it was, you know, Damian Lee and Juan Toscano-Anderson and you know, Damian Lee gets thrown by Jamichael Green. You know, maybe Jamichael Green
got
Damian Lee was
yeah.
trying to undercut him a little bit on a box out, and so he flung him, which was appropriately called a flagrant foul on Jamichael Green. But there was an edge to the Warriors that we've seen from time to time, but I think Juan Toscano-Anderson is the guy, frankly. I mean, Damian Lee's got a little of that to him, but Juan Toscano-Anderson getting out there, I think there's a grittier nature to the way the Warriors play when he's on the floor, and it ignites everybody.
That's East Oakland, JD. That's the 95 right there. 95 95th. Yeah, yeah. 95th Avenue. That's keeping it real in the East, and you know, both ways. Talk about your guy Campazzo, the 5'10" Argentine who was, you know, he's bumping Steph, he's chipping Steph, he's poking Steph, and then late in that game in the fourth quarter is that out of bounds play where Draymond's inbounding it with 4 seconds on the shot clock, and you see Steph. And I had to watch this back because it's such a subtle move, but Steph is working to get open, and he basically punches Campazzo in the stomach, and then cuts to the cup and gets the little pass and finishes at the cup. But that game had playoff intensity, and I think you could kind of see some of the frustration from Denver. Like, Golden State, you're not supposed to be giving it to us here. Fine, Steph got his record. Let's move on and let's win this game. But as that game wore on, you could see Denver getting a little frustrated at the plucky little upstart Warriors goo.
Yeah, and how many times do you see Curry that demonstrative? Because I think that guy thought he was doing something. What's my guy's name on Denver?
Campazzo.
Yeah, Campazzo. And then Steph Curry's at the free throw line, JD, and I ain't a lip reader, but I've been there. You could just hear Draymond saying, you can't guard him, like sticking up for Steph. And that gave Steph some, like, let me just show this dude he can't stick with me. But Steph gave him the chicken wing a couple times, Dibs. But yeah. I will say to Campazzo, you did a good job of being that irritant because yeah. the chef was making sure that he killed the gnat, JD.
Well, the other part, too, is Draymond is more engaged, I think, in an edgier game. And I think Draymond's more engaged when he has to play the five and this team has to go small. There are fewer opportunities for Draymond to pick a night as that night where he's just not going to have it. And I think it works in lockstep with Steph. When Steph is hunting shots and playing at the high level that he was playing at last night, it forces Draymond, I feel like, to come along for the ride. When they play smaller, it forces him to play, you know, two-way at a high level. And I think he also feeds off of going up against a better opponent on a night where he feels like the Warriors can win. And he's got guys like Damian Lee and JTA out there, you know, playing with a little bit of physicality, not wanting to get punked.
Right. And I do want to take a brief moment to praise a guy who didn't score last night in 31 minutes, but he got you 11 boards and he played solid defense. Kevon Looney, you know, 31 minutes for Kevon is a big ask, and
man,
he delivered. He was terrific, and you make a great point about Draymond on defense, especially guarding Jokic. They did not allow Nikolai Jokic to get into playmaker mode. They harassed him. They crowded him. They made it difficult on him, and I'm not trying to steal all from Bobby Fitz because he'll join us today in about an hour or so, and he'll have plenty of flowers for the defensive effort, particularly on Jokic, but it was Looney. And at times it was Draymond. A lot of times it was Draymond Green. I thought they did a terrific job of limiting the Joker. And, you know, next thing you know, it was a Dubcon 3, Goo. That third quarter, that old school third quarter burst that was the decisive run of the ballgame.
Yeah, this has to qualify as the biggest one of the season. But JD Dibs, how many times have I come in after a win and I said, you know what? Where was JTA? When do you get credit from the coach for balling out and then getting a little more the next game? And we've seen him get some DMPs. But if you're telling me, again, the Wiseman effect, if him not being available, and we don't want it to be that way, but you're telling me I'm going to get more JTA? John Dickinson signed me up because at times he looks like baby Draymond and he has a telepathy with Steph Curry to get him the ball. I like JTA. I'm not saying he's perfect, but that edge you guys talk about is muchly needed.
Well, and you're going to get more JTA Dibs without Wiseman. I mean, he basically gets penciled in to will be in the rotation on a night-in, night-out basis because the Warriors are so void of bigs. And Kevon Looney, my goodness. I don't think there's going to be many nights where Steve Kerr asks him to play 31 minutes. I mean, Kerr's on record saying, hey, 20 to 25 tops, and even that sometimes can be pushing it.
The most he's ever played.
What do you do at the center spot then? Because, you know, Draymond Green, he gives you max effort. He gave you 37 minutes last night, and without Oubre Jr., you're going to have Kevon because, you know, you can't play JTA at the stretch five, can you? And
yeah.
The Smiley Beach experiment is they have.
Man, this would
really
be an opportunity for him. I'm sorry, Dibs.
We can't do it last night.
Yeah, this would be perfect, but
don't be sorry, because he's 3 weeks away from being 3 weeks away, as we like to say. Yeah. The Geach experiment is it's pretty much like Saran goo, as I borrow from you. I think that's a wrap. And like you said, even in a year where you're so desperate for a center to make a contribution, but you know, tip of the cap last night, you got it done without much size against one of the preeminent bigs in our league.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Steiny, Guru, and Dibs here on a Tuesday. JD filling in for Matt Steinmetz. We do have Gary St. Jean joining us coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Bob Fitzgerald coming up toward the end of the 11 o'clock hour, just about an hour or so from now. Talking Warriors and Nuggets, talking Stephen Curry's greatness as the Warriors hit the road for the next five. Oklahoma City tomorrow, then Cleveland. Then it gets a little bit tougher at Boston and Philly, and the rematch against the Washington Wizards, the lone defeat, Goo, in this four-game homestand, which sees the Warriors. Now you add it all up, it actually looks like a pretty good homestand, Goo, with the wins over Milwaukee and Denver.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I omitted the Thunder game, guys. I thought that they had a day off going to Cleveland. No, they got
you're cashing that one already.
Yeah, but Saturday night, national TV, ABC, Warriors-Celtics. I remember a few years ago, Dibs, it was Kyrie and Steph, but now Steph is still in the same uniform. So if he can use that, it's game by game, but if he can use that stage to ball out again against the Celtics, it's just another opportunity to see Michael Jackson dance.
Yeah, and that's actually a good analogy, because in the green room I was talking about, you know, Steph Curry being like, going to a great concert, your favorite act. And I was fortunate enough to see Prince on his last tour before he passed. And you get, you know, late in the second set and you realize, damn, he's played for 2 hours and this concert's about to end. And you don't want it to end and you're loving it and you're really enjoying every tune. And, you know, Steph Curry is not yet to the encore portion where the crowd cheers and the old school where you flick your bic, you know, get the lighter going and try to get everyone to bring back the artist. So I'm just in full appreciation mode right now, guys, of Steph Curry.
Wow.
And, you know, this year probably won't result in a chip. It might result in some playoff activity, but no matter what happens between now and the end of this year, every time Steph Curry is out there, John, it's just really, really fun, really fulfilling to watch him.
Well, and the thing that I keep coming back to is the fact that if the Warriors even had a couple of more wins, and it's the classic chicken and the egg, right? If the Warriors had a couple more wins, Stephen Curry would, I think, be strongly in the MVP conversation. But they don't have those wins, so it hurts the candidacy of Stephen Curry, even though on a night-in, night-out basis, Curry continues to play at a level high enough where you can see the disparity of when they have him versus when they don't have him, which should add to the resume. But then, because of the games where he hasn't played, they don't have enough wins for him to get legitimate consideration.
Dude, he's 33 years old, and he's playing like he's 23. And for the Steinies of the world, we have a Steiny update before we get out of here. But for the Steiny of the world to tell me, and I can remember like it was yesterday, just last week, oh, Guru, you know, this is a career low. This is what I do with that. I just crumble all that up, and damn. I say, I'm watching the eye test. This dude is playing the best basketball of his career, Dibs. I think you can make that argument. And the fact that he went to the lab, that same Wiseman lab, and worked on that upper body and core to get stronger. He's going to the rack finishing like a magician, and I'm with you, Dibs. I am in appreciation every minute I watch the chef. I mean that. I mean it.
Just the high glass, underhanded teardrop is now my favorite shot, because you know a shot blocker's coming, and he has an uncanny timing to where he knows not only when to release it, but he knows the trajectory, how high to throw it. It kisses off about a foot above the square, and you know it's going in. It's the most, to me, it's just kind of a hilarious shot, because he's not going up and dunking over two people, JD, but he gets that half a step, and it's one more dribble, and you know it's coming, and you can't stop it, because that thing is up 15 feet in the air,
Two Nugget defenders collided yesterday, Dibs, and he finished, and they collided each other, and he's running back, and they're on the ground like, which one did he go?
There were so many plays yesterday that resulted in at least two people on the ground, either from the same team or from opposite teams. That game yesterday was kind of a body bag game, JD. Bodies were flying, and, you know, our thoughts, of course, are with Jamal Murray, who, I mean, that I knew immediately that was a torn ACL because that's actually exactly how I tore my ACL. Down 7, under a minute, driving to the hoop, no contact. Granted, mine was in the B League in San Rafael, but not in the association. But as soon as I saw that, it was like, oh, man. And your heart goes out to him and the Denver Nuggets because that's a fun team. That's an exciting tandem. And now Murray's going to be gone for 6 to 9 months.
And they just figured it out, really, as far as they add Gordon to the mix. They feel like maybe they could make a run. They were as hot as anybody in the NBA. And now, as we've seen with this Klay Thompson injury, you know, the timeline of it is this is going to affect the end of this year, and it's going to basically affect all of next year now because that's a one-year injury. So we're basically right now today is where next year's going to end as far as the regular season. So, Goo, it's unfortunate because – now it's basically nothing the rest of the way and nothing for the entirety of next year for the most part in terms of impact from Jamal Murray.
And it's why I appreciate every Warrior and Steph mainly because it can be over in one play. We just saw that and you guys brought it up with Wiseman, but appreciate the chef while we can because we are blessed.
All right, coming up last night in our league, Dibs will take a look around the Western Conference. That's all coming up right here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Perk up your patio and save at Outdoor Supply Hardware right now. Select Bistro and Rocker patio sets are $20 off. Illuminate pathways with solar stake lights, now 2 for $11. Outdoor Supply Hardware with 12 great locations online at Osh.com.
Congratulations to Steph Curry, the Warriors' all-time leading scorer.
Curry, four to shoot, step back off the dribble, jumper, why not? Why not? You're Steph Curry and the world is your oyster.
Now back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, rolling along here on a Tuesday, and something we're going to be doing throughout the day, just paying homage to the greatness of Stephen Curry as he passes Wilt Chamberlain to become the Warriors franchise leader in points scored. 53 last night for Steph, and the Warriors get a big 116-107 victory over the Denver Nuggets as they hit the road for the next five games. Dibs. Well, good night for the Warriors, right? Things are getting jumbled up a little bit. Let's take a look at it all in last night in our league.
Oh, yeah, JD. Sometimes you got to let the Timberlake flow just a little bit. We look at the Western Conference and all of the machinations and ramifications last night in our league, and we start with headline number one with the Knicks. Lick. The Lakers.
He had two of them in a week. He's actually played really well this year. Randle from downtown. Julius Randle.
Elfrid Payton had this many points. It was way back on March 4th. He had 20. He's got 18 tonight. Julius Randle spins. Turnaround shot. Rattles it in. And the foul. That's been his go-to move all season long in the paint.
Friend of the program, Mike Breen from the MSG Network. Julius Randle, 34-10. The Lakers, Goo, down to the 5 seed. They've dropped 8 of 13.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people like our own Spadonia saying AD and LeBron will come back, but it's not a video game. I'm worried about when they come back, if they re-aggravate something. So I say that to say, JD and Dibs, I'm worried about the Lakers moving forward.
Well, look, if those guys come back, Dibs, it's going to be all over. But if they come back and re-aggravate something, well, then it's all over in a different way.
Right.
I mean, at that point, I mean, I don't know what choice you have if you're the Lakers other than get those guys healthy. And I'll say this. I mean, if the Lakers are in the 4-5 portion of the bracket and they wind up playing Utah or Phoenix or whoever, like, Lakers are winning that series if those two are healthy.
I'm with you.
Could come down to a battle of L.A. at the top. And with Denver sustaining the injury to Jamal Murray, all bets are off now at the top of the West. Headline number two, the 76ers mashed the Mavericks.
Downloaded Joel Embiid against Dorian Finney-Smith, and a turnaround fadeaway by Embiid is good. They're playing him with a smaller player, and Joel still fading, but connecting with regularity. Now he's got 10 field goals and 36 points.
NBC Sports Philadelphia with the call. Luka Doncic, 32 in the loss. Goo, Dallas is the 7th seed, 2 games out of 6th, and Luka doesn't like the play-in tournament.
Yeah, we'll get to him, but I'll say this. Dallas against good teams, JD, leaving a lot to be desired. And I'm telling you, if the Warriors could get a 7-game series against the likes of a Dallas or even just a play-in game, I'm taking the dubs on mine, baby.
Well, the thing for me, it continues to be the Warriors would love their chances against anybody. If they had to play an elimination game, Dibs, against the Spurs, I think they would love their chances. If they were playing an elimination game against the Grizzlies, they'd love their chances. And we've seen, although Dallas has played much better basketball since that 2-game back-to-back in early February in Dallas where the Warriors split and Steph went nuts on the Saturday night, I think the Warriors would take their chances playing the Mavs, too, in a one-off type situation. So that's been a big part of why I'm still a proponent of go all in and try to get in that play-in tournament, because the Warriors still could, I think relatively easily have a shot at getting into a first-round series.
If you're the 9 or the 10 seed, you need to win 2 games in order to get into the actual offs. So Warriors trying to fight to get up to 8th, which is where we find another team coming up in our last night in our league. But first, headline number 3, the Spurs massacre the Magic.
They're averaging 4 points, 4 rebounds here on the trip. And the pass whipped inside. Keldon Johnson comes out of nowhere to swat that one away.
That was a swinging block.
And then Keldon finishes the play at the other end, going coast to coast.
Bally Sports Southwest with the audio. DeMar DeRozan led 14 Spurs, Goo, who scored in the game. It felt like a high school game with 14 getting into the scoring column.
Yeah, there was a couple of reasons I was watching this one, but I was definitely pleasured. And the Spurs just, they're on the same page, guys. They got a lot of young guys that are at the same, you know, point in their career, and they got a system. The way they play doesn't always work, but they've been a great story. Again, JD, just like you mentioned, I'll take the Warriors over the Spurs in the play-in game.
Yeah, if it's a one-off, I'm liking the Warriors in that situation, and a nice night for you, Goo, with your lock of the day paying off for you.
Yeah, this first team total, that's coming up at 118 as I get a little Nelly hot in here as Goo gets back on the beam. Spurs, by the way, the 9 seed, 1 game ahead of Golden State. Game number 4, the Grizzlies bounce the Bulls.
Top 10 in alley-oops completed. Morant out of the double finds Valanciunas. Another deep penetration move.
101-90, the sound from Bally Sports Southeast. Jonas Valanciunas, 26 points, 14 boards. Memphis a game ahead of San Antonio. San Antonio a game ahead of the Warriors. Goo, it's getting tight in the West.
Yeah, and for all my hip-hop heads, I'm going to go Birdman. Put some respect on the Memphis Grizzlies' name. Nice. And I'm talking to myself, JD. I've been disrespecting them. They were down last night to the Bulls. I'm like, aha, told you so. And they're grimy, they're gritty, and they come up with a big win. But again, if that's the Warriors' opponent, I got the dubs.
And it could come down to that final game, May 16th, on the line. That'll be for the tiebreaker as far as head-to-head in the season series inside Chase Center between the Warriors and Grizzlies, and could wind up propelling the Warriors into a spot where maybe they only got to play 1 game as opposed to 2, Dibs.
Yeah, but keep in mind there's a team that's knocking on their door, and that leads us to headline number 5. JD gave it out as a lock. Well, it didn't quite work out for John Dickinson as the Kings were picked off by the Pelicans.
Good job getting Steven back into the game. Ingram gets there. Banks her home.
Nice. B.I.'s been fantastic tonight.
34 and a timeout for Sacramento.
Bally Sports, New Orleans with the call. De'Aaron Fox, 43 in the loss. B.I., Brandon Ingram with 34. Goo, and the Pelicans, hello, they're just a game back at Golden State, sitting in 11th.
yeah, this is going to be good. And the Warriors don't have much room. Margin of error is real thin. But I call Ingram JD baby KD. But that boy Zion, he's a problem, like you like to say. So I'm interested to see how this thing is going to play out, man. Because you need Zion and Steph in the playoffs at the same time, if I'm Adam Silver.
No question. And I think Adam Silver would gladly take the Warriors and the Pelicans getting in. Maybe San Antonio and Memphis hit the pike, right, Dibs?
Yeah, that's probably it. If you're thinking about marquee, the Grizzlies, you'd want Ja. Obviously, you want Luka and the Mavs at 7. You want the Chef. And, man, that trio, when Lonzo comes back in New Orleans, of Zion, B.I., and Lonzo. But how about this, JD, as we wrap up last night in our league? The Grizzlies are the 8th seed, a game ahead of the Spurs, who are a game ahead of the Warriors, who are a game ahead of the Pelicans. 3 games separating 4 teams, only 3 of which can get into the play-in scenario, which is why we do last night in our league.
Organized chaos.
Yeah, a lot of chaos around the Western Conference, and the Warriors are trying to continue to be in the midst of all of that chaos and trying to vault themselves into as high a standing as they possibly can. Anybody, you guys leaving the door open to 7th with Dallas at 29 and 24? I kind of wrote that one off as far as the Warriors' ability to get there. I think the Grizzlies at 8th is still a possibility because of the head-to-head goo, but you think that the Warriors can get to Dallas right now? I'm looking at it 3.5 back, 4 in the loss column, 1 game head-to-head coming up here on the next homestand.
The confidence in that is not that Dallas can slip up. They can. We've seen it last night. But again, it's residue from that Wizard game. So that's why the Warriors got to take care of business, Dibs, against the terrible 2, as I call them, the Cavs and Thunder.
Nice.
They better go 2-0. And if you stack some wins, that's 3 in a row. Then what JD is talking about, you know, could come into play.
It depends on how things play out. You do have the 3rd easiest schedule remaining as the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, you talk about 3.5 games, JD. In basketball, it's tougher because you don't have the same number of head-to-heads as you do in baseball. But the Warriors sitting with 18 games left to go. Ideally, you'd love to get to the 6 and avoid play-in scenarios. Well, that's 5.5 games. That's probably too big of an ask. So then you think, just get to the 8. Because if you're the 8 seed, you only need to win 1 elimination game. If you're the 8 seed, you play the 7, you lose, fine. Then you play the 9-10 winner, and you need to win that game. If you're 9th or 10th, well, you need to win the 9 versus 10 game, and then you need to beat the 7 versus 8 loser. So to me, it's all about getting to 8. 8 would be great, was my buzzword last week, JD. And you're 2 games out of 8, but you're also 1 game ahead of 11. So you can't start licking your chops about getting to 8 yet, because that Pelican team, they're coming for you, and they're just a game behind you.
Well, and Goo, the Warriors are going to take on the Pelicans 3 times here in the final 18 games as well, including a back-to-back in a couple of weeks in New Orleans. The Pelicans are the second-to-last game of the year for the Warriors on May the 14th before they play the Grizzlies. So if it's tied or within a game, that final you know, ultimate decision is going to be on those head-to-head matchups.
And you know what? I'm putting the over-under on those 3 games with the Pelicans for Lonzo Ball to be available at 2. I mean, every time I look up and watch a Pelican game, he's either in or he's either injured or we don't know what's going on. He'll show up one game. But I will say this with that being said, JD, the Warriors guys control their own destiny in regard to where they're going to be slotted. If they can get hot and take care of the Pelicans, maybe even knock the Pelicans out of the play-in game, Dibs, that would be something that you would welcome.